No. What? Fuck, no, no, I'm fine. It's just... I had a nightmare. Don't fucking look at me like that. I'm human too, for the most part. Just... Something in my past happened. Don't really want to talk about it. Sorry, I woke you up. What do you mean I didn't wake you up? Fuck, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm up pretty early. Well, while I'm up, I might as well go out and do something. Can't be lazy all day. So, I thought you were going to work. It's your day off. Oh, fuck. I can't remember shit for the life of me. Alright then. I guess I'll go do my job. No, I'm not talking about that. At the boxing ring. Yeah, well, do you know how much money people will pay to see a cat girl and a dog girl fighting it out? Of course, she ends up mollywop by the end of the round, but, you know, all's free and love and war, I suppose. Plus, we get paid pretty well. I mean, I have no objections to you coming along with. If you want to see me kick more ass, I honestly don't mind. Alright, let me get dressed real quick. Well, I should probably take a shower. Last thing I need is some dog sniffing me everywhere. Alright, I'll be out in a few minutes. And don't follow me to the shower. We're not doing anything else in there. Not that I didn't enjoy it, it's just I'm tired, and I already gotta fight someone. Alright, I'm out of the shower. Pretty damn clean if I say so myself. Yeah, I get it. I'm an alley cat. I didn't expect me to take showers. I'm not some fucking slime ball. Anyway, let's go. Guess I might as well show the crew who you are. I mean, it's not gonna look good if I have some lanky human following me around. I mean, not that I have an issue with it, it's just I'm friends with a lot of other monster people, and seeing a human follow one of us isn't a good sign. Alright, here we are. This is where I make the magic happen. Well, mostly I just like kicking in skulls. Not to mention the free booze we get after, but eh. So, what do you think? Nice place, isn't it? Well, I don't come here every week. It's mostly whenever I want to or they need me. I have nothing to do today, so I thought I'd get some exercise in. You didn't expect me to do this kind of work. I'm pretty sure you saw me kick the three asses of those cunts who wouldn't leave you alone. This is kind of what I do. Wait, I'm getting a text. Alright then. Looks like they won't need me for another few minutes. Hey, barkeep! 3 shots of vodka for me and, get him a beer. Well, I'm not made of money. No, you're mistaken. I get free booze. You still gotta pay. And since you're letting me stay in the house rent free, I'm buying it for you, so. You're welcome. Oh, God. Hmm? You surprised I can drink straight vodka? Oh my God. Look, I know I might be small and a female, but I can take it. Honestly, you guys always make it out to be like I'm some poor little defenseless kitten who doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. I know my limits, not to mention this will help me loosen up. Well, most of the time when I'm fighting people, I tend to get a bloodlust. It's not my fault or anything, it's just in our nature. We don't really fight to fight, we fight to kill. Yeah, and the bitch I'm going up against is a lichen, so they're kind of the same way. Last thing this place needs is a lichen and a catgirl ripping each other's throat out. No, I'm not scared. Honestly, it's good for the both of us. We get it out of our systems, that means we won't go hurting random people. Plus, we get paid for it, so hey, it's a bonus.
Nikki?
Oh, fuck, here she comes.
Oh my gosh, hi!
Hey, Ellie. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just really excited for the fight tonight. You know, I haven't fought anyone in a while.
Chipper as always, aren't you?
Are you excited? Because I'm really excited. I haven't done this in so long.
Yeah, I'm excited for the fight, but I'm trying to get a drink.
Your boyfriend?
He is not my boyfriend. I'm just protecting him and he's giving me a place to stay. Simple as that. Jesus, why do all you fucking dogs think that the person we're next to we're fucking or we're married to? It's not always that simple.
Oh, so he's just one of the people you sleep with?
Yes, he's a client.
I just hope you're being safe. Lots of modern girls end up getting hurt, you know?
I know.
Too bad you don't have Loki and his gang protecting you anymore.
Don't you fucking bring Loki into this. We broke up months ago, alright? Nothing between us. Now you better back the fuck up before I fuck up your face outside of the ring. You got that?
If you say so. I'll see you later.
Sorry about that. She's a bit of a cunt. Who is that? That was Ellie. She hasn't beaten me yet, so she thinks that her words can get to me. That, and she's trying to fuck my ex to get back at me. Luckily, Loki doesn't really like dogs that much, so I'm in the clear. I don't still have feelings for him. He's more of a fuck buddy than anything by now. Yeah, alright. What the fuck am I even doing telling you my past? You're not even my boyfriend, you're just a customer. Oh, don't get fucking pissy with me. Not anywhere in that fucking Craigslist ad did it say you wanted a girlfriend. You wanted protection. That's it. And guess what? I gave it to you. Me jacking you off, that was only because I wanted to. Get it! Now, if you need me, I'm gonna be in the back getting ready for this fight. You're fucking lucky I don't give you a vasectomy with my nails right now. Just don't fucking talk to me. I'll see you after the fight.
Oh, there you are! Come on, I want to see if I can beat you.
Alright then, Ellie. Let's get this fucking over with. You already got me in a pissed off mood, and more than anything, I want to dig my fucking nails into your skull.
Okay,
all right?
But remember the rules. No fatal blows.
I know the fucking rules. Alright, doggy. Let's do this.
My arm.
Looks like I got this one in the bag. You might just lose to me for the fifth time. You gotta be faster than that, Fido. You're not even trying. Come on, hit me.
Stupid fucking masochist cat.
That's more like it. Keep going. You might just make me wet. What the fuck are you doing up here? I'm trying to fight. Now is not a good time to apologize. What the fuck are you doing?
Gotcha! Like, stop it, please. Please. Oh, that's it. Beg for me to let you go like a good little girl.
I tough out. I tough out. Just please let me go.
Please, Nana, I'm sorry. Huh? Nana?
Next time you fucking choke me and call me a good girl, I'll fucking kill you in front of everyone here. You got that?
Yeah, I got it.
And you stay the fuck away from me.
I wanted to win, but not like this. I go check up on her if I were you.
The fuck do you want? No, I'm not fucking crying. I'm fine. Why are you fucking touching me? I said leave me alone. I said leave me alone. I just don't know. I don't want to be hurt anymore. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be freaking out like this. I think I'm having a fucking panic attack. Okay. Okay. I'm okay. She's not here. She can't hurt me. I was only a kid when that happened. She can't hurt me anymore. Who am I talking about? My Nana. You're not even gonna care anyway. The only thing you want me for is sex and to protect you. You're actually gonna listen. You do care about me. Okay. You see, when I was little, my family, my parents got really sick. And so they sent me to live with my Nana. She was kind to everyone else, but when I didn't listen, she'd have the help beat me until I couldn't move. And when the beating wasn't enough, she would strangle me until I blacked out. And luckily, I know how to defend myself to where I can't be choked, so, just being choked and being told to be a good girl didn't help. Not one bit. Happened years ago, I thought I got over this. No one's ever told me they'd be there for me. Why do you even care? I'm just an alley cat. Someone you found off the street. Someone who fucked you for money. Why do you care?
How about we leave here? I don't feel like staying here anymore. I can walk, just let's go home.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little better. I just don't know what made me freak out like that. God, I have a lot of apologizing to do. I'm gonna take a shower and then I'll probably head to bed. Are you okay? I think I hit you pretty hard. You alright? Okay, I just want to make sure. Oh, God. Have I ever seen a therapist about this? I mean, I've been on the streets for most of my teenage years and adult life. Not a lot of therapists out there. I mean, if there were, half the people wouldn't be on the street. I get what you're saying. It's just, I'm not really one to accept help just because I need it. I'd rather work for it. Not saying I don't appreciate anyone's help, it's just the way I was taught. You want something in this world, you take it. I mean, yeah, it's a sad way to look at things, but again, being feral means you gotta do what you gotta do to survive. Not everything is all, oh, kumbaya, let's be in peace. You steal from other people to eat. They call you garbage and homeless and bunch of other stuff when you're just trying to live your own life. I'll be fine. I'm gonna head to the shower now. That felt nice. I think it calmed me down a little bit too. What's that noise? Hey, did you leave the TV on or something? Why are you on the bed with a bunch of snacks and with wrestling on? Don't try to use this as some lame excuse to fuck me. It isn't. You just wanted to make me feel better. And as his UFC debut approaches tonight, I really appreciate it. For the fighting pride of Dublin, is it a fever pitch? I think it would be nice to just try and relax. I'm just gonna scooch in bed with him, if you don't mind. And I don't think just because I'm doing this, I'm some petty little house cat. I have a lot on my mind, and I just need to chill. Watching other people beat each other up might help. Thanks. I really appreciate it. I'd normally kill you for petting me, but it feels nice. Thank you. In the Cage Warriors promotion, the largest promotion in the UK and Ireland, he has had a ton of success. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been talking about Conor McGregor for a long time. He is a true knockout artist, Goldie. He can knock you out with anything, whether it's his feet, his knees, his hands. His head movement is unbelievable. His feint. A lot of things that I talk about with my students and a lot of the people that I work with, fighters, I always say, feints and head movement, Conor McGregor has all that. And then on top of that, he's got knockdown power. He has the ability to find your chin. Are you getting hot just from me purring while laying on your chest? You're too cute for your own good sometimes. Alright, you've been really kind to me, so let me be kind to you. Oh, look at you, Aiken. You must have wanted this pretty bad, huh? What, you think just because you put on some TV and we cuddle, that means we're gonna fuck? I'm teasing. God, the bad thing about sounding sarcastic all the time is nobody can tell when you're actually being sarcastic. I really enjoy this. I enjoy looking at your chest while I stroke you, watching how it slowly lowers and rises just from me stroking your cock. Hearing those pretty little moans you make. It's fucking adorable. What? I can find humans adorable. It's not weird. Okay. You know, that looks pretty damn tasty. You mind if I get a lick? I didn't think you would. He stands 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighing in at 145 pounds, 55.8 kilos. Fighting out of Dublin, Ireland, the notorious Conor McGregor. And now introducing his opponent, fighting out of the red corner. This man is a mixed martial artist, holding a professional record: 6 wins, 1 loss. He stands 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighing in at 145 pounds, 65.8 kilos.
Robert Sundell, our referee. A lot of talk, a lot of emotion yesterday at the weigh-ins, and now these two men get to fight. Marcus Brimage. Conor McGregor. And here we go. Quickly taking the center of the octagon. Brimage in the white. This is exactly what Brimage needs to do. He needs to dump down the fight.
Sorry, I'm a bit of a glutton, if you could notice. Wow. Oh, you're leaking pre-cum already, huh? Oh, come on, let's not end it there. I wanna have fun. And you didn't really get a chance to fuck me last time. We really only jerked each other off. Well, I mean, you know what the fuck I meant. So, well, you eat me out. I'll ride you until you can't take it anymore. Sound fun? I thought so. Now, get down there. And make me relax even more, sugar. Oh, I feel so fucking good. Fuck, don't stop. Yeah, keep teasing my clit with your tongue.
Outstanding UFC debut for Conor McGregor. And an awesome reaction.
You got a bit more feisty than I've heard. You like that? You like me being a good kitty for you?
Conor McGregor with your business decision, Bruce Buffer. Ladies and gentlemen, referee Robert Mundell called the stop for the contest at 1 minute, 7 seconds of the very first round.
Yeah. By the winner by that feels so fucking good. Please. Oh, keep going.
Connor, congratulations. You look great out there with the game plan to stand up and mark.
I needed this so bad. Thank you. You little fucking tease. Fair play. I'd do the same to you. Now, I think we're both all warmed up. Now, lay back and be a good boy for me. Okay.
You slipped an angle and you hit him with a huge uppercut. Did you know he was hurt immediately?
Good boy. Now I'm just gonna climb on top of ya. Slide on ya cock. Oh fuck.
12 knockouts, unbelievable.
No, don't move yet. Wanna have you inside me for a moment?
Conor McGregor, and awesome job, and again, as Kenny and I saw early,
yes,
with the uppercut, that was his go-to punch tonight, and mixed things up so nicely, but the precision with that first uppercut pushed Brimage back, and at the end, the combination that finished the fight included a couple more uppercuts to the chin, as much as Brimage, you know, humble and victory, but yet, you saw a glimpse of the talent, especially the striking of Conor McGregor, and it makes you want more. So we are excited to see Conor McGregor step into the octagon here inside Ericsson Globe, Stockholm, Sweden. He is truly the the most highly prospect to ever fight in the UFC. But Conor McGregor will have to dig deep to prove himself tonight against Marcus Grimmett. The brightest prospect to emerge from Ireland in years. Conor McGregor has shown himself to be a top candidate for world title honors in the coming year. And as his UFC debut approaches tonight, anticipation for the fighting pride of Dublin is at a fever pitch. Marcus Grimmett's raw talent was on display on season 14 of The Ultimate Fighter, but he's really stepped his game up in the time following the show, going 3-for-3 with wins over Steven Bass, Maximo Blanco, and Jimmy Hedden. Tonight, this fighter remains unbeaten in the octagon against Conor McGregor. Coming up next. Conor, notorious McGregor, squares off against Marcus, the Bama Beast Grimmett. Many ways to define confidence that we're going to say he's in the top of 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 the top
says he's ready for it. He wants the belt at featherweight, he wants the belt at lightweight as well. First things first,
that was nice.
Fighter from Dublin, Tommy Egan.
Yeah, I can cuddle, I don't mind.
Back when we had our show, I mean, Ireland and Conor, though,
I mean, I got a tough guy persona I gotta keep up, so don't tell anyone else, I'll fucking kill you.
Said, hey, why don't you train boxing? And the other one said, hey, why don't you train jiu-jitsu? And they came up together. And
thank you for taking care of me tonight.
On fire over in Ireland and in the UK.
I'm sorry for lashing out at you. I haven't talked to anyone about it since my ex. And,
professional mixed martial artist,
you know.
The notorious Conor McGregor.
We're still friends. It's just with him, this gang all the time. I don't really have many people to talk to. I mean, there's Ellie, but she's a cunt, and I'm not gonna try talking to her. It's like talking to some manic pixie dream girl. Yeah, well. I enjoy talking to you too.
Three rounds in the UFC featherweight division.
It's a huge weight lifted on my chest. I can actually tell you this. I mean, honestly, I thought it'd be a while before I trusted humans, but I guess I was wrong. Now I'm fine, just tired.
This man is a mixed martial artist, holding a professional record.
Six wins, one loss.
He stands 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighing in at 145 pounds, 65.8 kilos. Fighting out of Coconut Creek, Florida, USA.
Good night.
The Bama Beast Grimmett.
Thank you.
And when the action begins, our referee.